The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This man was such a man of consequence and a consummate public servant.
What President Biden is doing is unconstitutional. There is zero authority in the Constitution that gives the president the authority to mandate anybody taking a vaccine.
There is no doubt, no doubt, that the Biden White House is aware that the president's poll numbers are dropping with each passing week.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
I've been thinking a lot about the way people on the left are so angry, mean-spirited, hateful, hurtful, so unhappy. And if somebody they disagree with politically dies, they don't hold back. I mean, they just express their delight that somebody has lost their life. In fact, it happened with conservative radio hosts, a number of whom passed away from COVID, and the angry, mean-spirited left had a field day with that. They really couldn't contain their almost joyful reaction to the deaths of loved ones, somebody's loved one, somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's grandfather. And my friend Joe Piscopo, that always sounds fun to say because obviously he's a big deal and a famous guy, and he's the morning host in New York. I've gotten to know him over the years that he and I share the microphone at AM 970, The Answer, in New York City. Joe, who is this gracious guy, I mean, he's this humble, gracious person and just a proud American. He loves his country. He's made quite a journey from kind of a traditional, almost a blue dog Democrat to a very staunch conservative guy. But he's got this wit and this charm and this grace about him. And he always says that a lot of people on the left are just mean. They're just nasty. Tracy on our team, she pointed out they're unhappy people and they want everybody to be unhappy with them. And so that's what leads many people on the left to do something as mean-spirited as celebrate somebody's death or say nasty things about them. Well, we don't do that. If you're right of center, if you consider yourself a conservative or maybe even an independent, if you lean a little bit more right than left, it doesn't even cross your mind to say something negative about Colin Powell. Wouldn't even cross your mind. You've probably heard the news by now.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The first black U.S. Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a major political, historic, cultural figure, has died at the age of 84. General Colin Powell died of complications from COVID-19, according to his family. Of course, lots of controversy during his career. He went before the UN Security Council, made the case for war against Iraq. He, of course, revealed himself to be an Obama supporter. And to many of us who at one point thought he might be a viable Republican candidate for office, that was all scuttled when he confirmed that he was essentially a liberal. And our political differences with Colin Powell don't change our respect for his life and his legacy, and most important, the pain and grief that his family is feeling at his loss. So we're just different than they are. We don't have that. And a lot, that's part of the problem right now in our culture and in these culture wars. You know, they fight nasty and they're bitter and they're hateful. And most of us aren't like that. We're optimistic. We're grateful. We love our country. And we're up against the beast. Man, are we up against the beast, the media machine, academia, Hollywood, the corporate boardrooms that are so woke and so terrified of the Twitter mob. And there is a powerful way that the machine stifles us. So we're going to get into all that. In fact, I want to get into that now, but again, our condolences to the family of General Colin Powell. Is the story that he died of COVID-19 complications significant after being fully vaccinated, according to his family? Not really. The guy suffered from multiple myeloma and Parkinson's for years. Myeloma is a disease that continues to make it very difficult to stave off the effects of the virus. So some might make it a big deal. They're making it a big deal on social media. 84 years old, had a number of health conditions, and despite being vaccinated, sadly, Colin Powell died. And we can certainly talk about it. If you think that his full vaccination status is relevant, will that contribute to vaccine hesitancy? I don't know. As I've said all along, we have to live with this virus. And we have to make decisions about our health that are right for us. I'm scheduled probably tomorrow to get my second Johnson & Johnson shot. Going to get, I guess, double the J&J. My doctor believes that the things that have been said over the last couple of weeks about the Johnson & Johnson booster vaccine losing its effectiveness. I got vaccinated back in March. I'm waiting to hear back on the antibodies test. They're checking that now. But regardless, tomorrow's probably the day I'm going to get the second shot. Now, you may disagree with that. That may not be right for you. It's right for me. Because I'm going to play the odds. I'm going to take the chances that I need to take with my life. I'm not going to hide in my basement. I'm not going to refuse to live life. I'm going out. But I also feel a great deal of responsibility. I'm supposed to be part of a big production of a big musical in South Carolina that's already started rehearsals, and I start rehearsal in another week or two. If I test positive, if I have COVID, if I'm sick, if I'm out, I don't know that they have a show. I wish they had an understudy, but this is a role that I was scheduled to play a year ago, and I think I'm it. So I need to be pretty careful. And I want to be careful. I want to be responsible. I don't want to be responsible for a production that a whole bunch of people are involved in, including a lot of children, in a musical production of Annie. I don't want that thing to get canceled because I get COVID. So I'm being careful. And I'm one of those people. I go into a store these days only because I feel that responsibility to the production that's coming up in a few weeks. I put a mask on. I don't have to. A lot of stores in Florida, there's no mask requirement, but I don't even know that I'm making a difference. I'm just trying to be careful. But to the left, there's no quarter. They give no quarter. They are mean-spirited, and they use their platform to shut us down. I saw Steve Hilton over the weekend talking about YouTube taking him down again. Well, we've been to that dance a few times, haven't we? For playing bona fide, legitimate news clips, and YouTube accuses us of being guilty of medical misinformation or election misinformation. All we're doing are playing news clips and speaking our mind. But see, that's the way they do it. That's the way they censor. That's the way they stifle. That's the way they shut down speech. And there was an exchange on CNN, of all places, that I want to share with you between former New York Times reporter Barry Weiss and CNN's Brian Stelter, who is really one of the more, I think, loathsome figures over at CNN, to be blunt. He's a mean, talk about mean spirit, he's a nasty little guy. Hates conservatives, hates Trump supporters. But to his credit, he put on this former New York Times reporter who really laid it all out about the effectiveness of the beast, the way the machine is crushing dissent. And all Brian Stelter could do, other than a few mumbles of interjecting a few non sequiturs, he sat there and took it. So to his credit, he put her on. To her credit, she said out loud what many are thinking. I'm going to share that with you next here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. As we welcome you aboard, it's Monday, October 18th. Here's my number in the ReliefFactor.com studios, 1-800-655-MIKE if you'd like to join us. Maybe you want to reflect on former Secretary of State Colin Powell's life, his death this morning at the age of 84 due to COVID complications. Is that part of the story? Feel free to weigh in. I'd like your take on all of that, and I can't wait to share with you a pretty powerful minute and a half or 2 minutes of video. Barry Weiss, the former New York Times writer, with Brian Stelter, of all people, on CNN. You're going to want to hear this coming up.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Yeah, Mike, I took the J&J shot, and I'm headed about taking the booster shot because of the, I don't trust the Democrats as far as I can tell a damn else. Thank you, sir.
Five past the hour. I want you to hear this pretty powerful exchange between Barry Weiss, this CNN. It's a pretty interesting story. She was once one of the New York Times' top writers. But as Red State points out, she was harassed and bullied by other employees of the highly woke New York Times. She finally resigned. And then she spilled the beans on the New York Times' toxic work environment and the complete intolerance of non-left-wing thought. She's not a conservative, but she just is not somebody, more of an independent writer, as I understand it. So listen to this exchange she had with Brian Stelter over the weekend on CNN.
You know, when you have the chief
reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad. There are dozens of examples that I could share with you and with
and
your
you
viewers.
And you often say, you say
everyone
allowed.
Everyone sort of knows this. And
you say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, who try and claim that, you know, it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. It was.
But
I mean,
who
let's
said
just
that
take
at
an
CNN?
Example.
But I'm just saying that when you say allowed, I just think it's a provocative thing you say. You say we're not allowed to talk about these things, but they're all over the internet. I can Google them.
Brian,
I can find them everywhere. I've heard about every story you mentioned.
Of course.
So I'm just suggesting, of course, people are allowed to cover whatever they want to cover.
Second part of this is very important, and I want you to hear what she, the specific examples she gives about the machine shuts us down. And it's brilliant. That and a whole lot more coming up. Also, maybe your thoughts on the passing of Colin Powell. And what I maintain is the difference between the right and the left. We don't say nasty things about people who pass away. They do. 1-800-655-MIKE.
Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend.
Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
Mike Gallagher.
Wasn't it Fancy Ice Cream Nancy that said some viruses are going to do what a virus will do?
Virus is gonna virus, isn't it? I saw a couple of goofy protesters at our terrific Job Creators Network event a few weeks ago in Tampa with signs, stupid signs. Ron DeSantis is a killer. Look at the people dying of COVID. Look at all the COVID cases in Florida. Ah, look at the latest data. According to Abe Greenwald from Overt Commentary, New York now has more than double Florida's rate of new COVID cases per 100,000. Let me repeat that. As of today, Monday, October 18th, and we just checked it appears to be true, New York now has more than double Florida's rate of new COVID cases per 100,000. Now, those poor, pathetic, misguided protesters who showed up at our Job Creators event a couple of weeks ago at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay wouldn't dream of protesting New York Governor Kathy Hochul or disgraced ex-governor Andrew Cuomo. It wouldn't dawn on them to protest outside the offices of Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, where Michigan's still having trouble with COVID. Let me say it a third time, protesters who think Ron DeSantis is the devil. What are you saying now that New York
has more than double Florida's rate of new COVID cases per 100,000. I thought you New Yorkers, you Democrats there in New York and the legislature and the governor, you guys had all this together, didn't you? Now, again, I'll remind you, cases don't equal hospitalizations or deaths. And this big news of Colin Powell's passing, Dave in Chicago has a good observation about his medical condition. We're going to take Dave's call in just a moment. And then I want to play for you the rest of the Barry Weiss conversation with Brian Stelter on CNN. It was fascinating. She's a smart lady, former New York Times writer, and they bullied and harassed her out of a job because she doesn't have the right woke mentality. And she describes in vivid detail the way it works. And believe me, it works. The censors, the intolerant left, they can be pretty effective. But again, lots of condolences, lots of reaction to the death of Colin Powell, who died of COVID complications at the age of 84 this morning. Dave's in Chicago. Appreciate your patience, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
So, yeah, someone mentioned, I don't know if it was you or someone else, about, you know, is COVID relevant in Colin Powell's case? And I'll talk quickly here. Not really, because Colin Powell served this nation. He risked his life in Vietnam. He's done a lot of great things. He became a four-star general. That's his legacy. That's what's relevant.
You bet.
But also, he had, if I remember and know the fact correctly, he had multiple myeloma, very serious blood cancer.
Right.
And the survival rates are not exactly encouraging. They're like 50-60% at best. And the treatment that they give, the induction chemotherapy or the treatment they give sometimes, really messes your immune system
sure,
up terribly
sure.
and gets you ready for a transplant. So he would be susceptible to any bacteria or virus, especially COVID.
And as I understand it, not only multiple myeloma, but Parkinson's. So there were health conditions, there were health factors. I can't, every single day at this point, I'm getting calls from people who say, A, they think the vaccine saved their life. Got a call even this morning from a guy who, he and his wife both got the vaccine, both got COVID after the vaccine, and as sick as they were even after the vaccine, they believe without the vaccine, they wouldn't have made it. Now, that's their opinion, and I mean, I'm not making it up. People can dispute that or be cynical. There's a lot of vaccine skeptics, and the reason they're skeptical, Dave, is that, and we go back to this issue, we're tired of hearing about cops and nurses being fired and airline employees being fired because or members of the military, the Marines, losing their careers over not wanting to get a vaccine. It's a tough thing. The mandates have got to go.
Agree. And there's another reason they're scared, too. You know, most vaccines go through 5-10 years of clinical trials. Some go through 20 years of clinical trials.
Correct.
This thing went through 9 months.
Bingo.
No long-term study. No.
I got it. I'm with you, Dave. Appreciate it very much. All right. Let me go back to this Barry Weiss conversation with Brian Stelter on CNN. And again, this is not a guy, I mean, I don't want to get personal, but not one of my favorite cable news hosts. We'll put it that way. How about that for being diplomatic? But Barry Weiss, again, former New York Times writer, bullied, shamed, harassed out of her position. But Brian Stelter put her on, and I'm glad he did, because CNN viewers, few as they may be, had a chance to hear this.
But you and I both know, and it would be delusional to claim otherwise, that touching your finger to an increasing number of subjects that have been deemed third rail by the mainstream institutions and increasingly by some of the tech companies will lead to reputational damage, perhaps you losing your job, your children sometimes being demonized as well. And so what happens is a kind of internal self-censorship. This is something that I saw over and over again when I was at the New York Times. People saying to themselves, you know what? Why should I die on that hill? Why should I take the 3 or 4 weeks that it takes to smuggle through an op-ed that doesn't suit the conventional narrative? I might as well commission the 5,000th op-ed saying that Donald Trump is a moral monster. What's going on is the transformation of these sense-making institutions of American life. It's the news media, it's the publishing house, it's the Hollywood studios, it's our universities, and they are narrowing in a radical way what's acceptable to say and what isn't. And you and I both know there doesn't need to be an edict from the C-suite in order for people to feel that. All they need is to watch an example. Let me give you one example. Dorian Abbott is a geophysicist at the University of Chicago. He is absolutely brilliant, and he was slated to give the Carlson Lecture at MIT. It's an incredibly prestigious public lecture. But he was canceled from that lecture because of a Twitter mob. And what was his sin? Well, he argued that people should be hired on the basis of their merit and their individual, you know, and their individuality, not based on their identity as a group. That was his thought crime. And for that, MIT, one of the most important research universities in the world, caved in a matter of 8 days. Now, you can say to me, oh, that's cherry picking. Oh, that's a one off. What are the downstream effects of an example like that? Every other scientist, every other academic who's watching that is saying, wait, hold on. If he's being canceled for that, what does that mean for me? I might as well shut up. I might as well practice doublethink in the freest society in the history of the world. That is one of the great stories of our time, and that is the story that's been uncovered largely, not because of disinformation or not because they're lying about it, simply because they're ignoring it. It's disinformation by omission.
So that's people know not to touch the stove. You're saying people are learning not to touch the stove, and thus the narrowing of the worldview is happening. So look, this is why I'm a subscriber to Common Sense. I think these.
You know, I don't think much of that guy, but I'm glad he put her on. And it almost felt like she convinced him. Did you notice that? Where he got to the point where he was understanding her point. You don't touch the stove. You don't touch the third rail. People don't want to wade into any ideological conversations if they're the third rail. And we're all in that, let's face it, we're all kind of in that boat. We have a TV product now that we're very proud of. In fact, somebody just pointed out on Rumble that we gained like hundreds of new subscribers since last week. So subscribe to Rumble, and a lot of people are watching our show live. We're live streaming at Rumble, which is an alternative to YouTube. Why do you need an alternative to YouTube? Because YouTube is censoring conservative speech. They don't like conservatives. And Rumble doesn't do that. So thanks to those of you who are watching the show right now on Rumble, as you're listening to us on this great radio station, and I always say this, I'm a radio guy, but we also are expanding. We're on many platforms. And, you know, the podcast, you can subscribe to our podcast. If you can take the show with you anywhere you go, 24/7. A great, you know, clearinghouse for all that is MikeOnline.com. But I urge you to get into the Rumble community right now. Subscribe to our Rumble. You got to look for Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble. Go to Rumble.com, look for Mike Gallagher Show, and you'll see our new TV studios. You'll see visually, you'll see the clips that you hear on the radio. You'll interact with people with their Rumble rants, which is pretty cool. Billy Kay in there, and John, and FS Tornado. So, but YouTube twice now has shut us down. They've banned Sebastian Gorka for life. Dr. Gorka, former Trump administration official, terrific radio host, great writer, great voice. Solid conservative. YouTube banned him forever. Now, what are his crimes? Well, I guess they're the same crimes we had. We played a Trump cut a few weeks ago that talked about election integrity. Oh, can't do that. YouTube doesn't tolerate that. They took us down, said we were guilty of election misinformation. Before that, we played the clip months ago of an Atlanta school board mom railing against the mask mandate. All we did was play the clip. YouTube took us down. We were guilty of COVID misinformation. They don't tolerate any other point of view. And it's sickening, but it's a tough position to be in, because as our company is pouring money and investing into this TV product, which we think looks pretty good. Check it out for yourself. Go to MikeOnline.com to watch the stream or Rumble. I prefer you go to Rumble because I like seeing an alternative to YouTube. So watch the show on Rumble. But YouTube is sort of, whether we like it or not, kind of part of the package. Steve Hilton on Fox News, he faced a YouTube suspension. So here's what he said on Fox News over the weekend.
And in fact, we have evidence that despite YouTube's corporate spin, this was not a mistake. It was a deliberate act of censorship. And it would have succeeded if it wasn't for the fact that we were going to talk about it tonight. Because we appealed YouTube's decision using their normal process. And this is the reply we got to that. They said they carefully reviewed our episode and confirmed that it violates their medical misinformation policy. What they did to us, they are doing every day to so many others. Americans silenced by YouTube and the rest of big tech simply for challenging the anti-science ideological dogma of much of this country's corona law. And if you don't happen to have the platform of a cable news show to complain about it, there is nothing you can do about it. We have to fight back against this, not just the insane corona law, but the tech censorship.
He's right. There is censorship. They are shutting down free speech every chance they get. If you don't agree with the beast, they're going to censor you. They're going to silence you. They're going to shut you down. Ask Mike Lindell. Imagine kicking out MyPillow out of all the big box retail stores because the Twitter mob went after Mike Lindell. Because Mike Lindell has been a champion of election integrity and has taken a strong view about the outcome of the election. Guess what? You're out, MyPillow. Nobody gets to buy MyPillow in a store. Nobody gets to, most stores. Some of them are still carrying his product. But see, it doesn't matter because this is how you fight back. You order products from MyPillow. I sent a big care package to my son, Trevor, who's recovering from his auto accident. He's doing great, incidentally. He's driving. He's in the wheelchair, but he's doing really well. He's sleeping on the Giza Dream sheets. And he said, Dad, these sheets are unbelievable. They're so smooth. They're so soft. They're so satiny smooth. And the sale of the year right now, you could buy a set of the MyPillow Giza Dream bed sheets. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code MikeG. A great bundle. I think there are some left. The classic MyPillow and press-and-pack bag, where you could get the pillow and a press-and-pack bag. That's when you can travel with your MyPillow. You put it in the press-and-pack bag. You just squeeze the air out, and it gets nice and flat, and you can put it in your suitcase. A standard classic MyPillow press and pack bag is normally $69.98. Now it's only $19.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And of course, you can still get the pillow that made it all, started everything. The premium MyPillow, normally $69.98. It's $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. Don't forget the My Slippers. Don't forget the mattress topper, 3 inches of heaven. Huge discount, 30% off plus free shipping when you enter the promo code MikeG. So as we remind you that every day portions of our show are sponsored by MyPillow, support MyPillow. That's how you fight back. You support a show like this one. That's how you fight back. You get ready to vote in 2022. That's how we're going to fight back. And yes, you buy the heck out of MyPillow products, a great American product, tons of products that are going to make you sleep like a baby. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square. Click on that little box, and with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. This would be a good day in the face of all this censorship and all the things we're up against. Be a great day for you to support MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
One and I'll get down the stairs.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Mike Gallagher.
If you don't conform, you don't get to perform.
My nephew posted a picture of a gator, my sister's pond, next to her home in Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. And I put down shooting, like TV show. Facebook shut me down for saying shoot 'em.
I mean, that's what we're up against. So how do you play ball in their sandbox? I don't want to. I don't have a Facebook account anymore. What do I do about YouTube? You tell me. We're in that world. We're in that space. We're doing a TV show as well as a radio show every day. We're on the road talking about it, like with our friends at Job Creators. Portions of our show brought to you by Job Creators Network. We've had a tough year and a half, nearly 2 years now. Lockdown, school closings, the rising cost of everything. You know what's happening with the supply chain and Buttigieg, MIA. He's on paternity leave. Listen, there's a group that's fighting hard for small businesses. It's the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to build an army of small business advocates across the country. Their program will train you to be a voice for positive change in your community. It'd be a great way to network with like-minded business owners, too. Want to be a part of this exciting team? You hear Alfredo Ortiz on the show. In fact, we're supposed to talk to Alfredo Ortiz. I think we've got him coming up next hour. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Coming up, we'll talk to Alfredo about fighting for small businesses. And also, the transportation secretary took time off of paternity leave to tell a TV interviewer the supply crisis will go well into next year. The Biden year is going really well, isn't it?
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.